AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. With about a third of the precincts counted, a young Democrat leads a crowded open primary field loaded with Republican candidates in a special congressional election in Georgia. John Ossoff and fellow Democrats hope to get more than 50% of the votes today to prevent a runoff in the election to succeed Tom Price, who resigned his seat to become President Trump's health secretary. Fresno, California Police Chief Jerry Dwyer says a man suspected of killing three people in random shootings today quickly surrendered when he saw a police officer approaching.
Immediately upon that individual scene, the officer, he literally dove onto the ground and was taken into custody. And as he was taken into custody, he yelled out, Ali Akbar.
The imam of the Islamic Cultural Center of Fresno says that neither he or other faith leaders recognize the suspect, Corey Ali Muhammad, and he is not a member of his center. Dwyer says Muhammad is also a suspect in the shooting death of a motel security guard last week. President Trump signs an order tightening visa rules for tech companies bringing in highly skilled workers. Here's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says the H-1B visa program allows companies to flood the U.S. with foreigners who might work for smaller wages. He wants changes so the visas are given to only the most skilled or highest paid applicants, who should never be used to replace Americans.
No one can compete with American workers when they are given a fair and level playing field.
Speaking at a Wisconsin tool manufacturer, the president said his order to buy American, hire American is sending the world a powerful message that his administration will protect the nation's own workers and companies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. The head of United Airlines says no one will be fired after a man was dragged off a plane in Chicago. Ed Donahue has more.
Oscar Munoz again apologized and vowed what happened to David Dow will never happen again. Dow was bloodied and dragged off the plane by Chicago police officers called in by United employees. Munoz says no one will be fired, including himself. He takes full responsibility for, in his words, making this right. United executives say it's too soon to know if this incident is hurting ticket sales. United's stock has taken a nearly $1 billion hit, and on social media, Boycott United is a popular hashtag. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President George H.W. Bush has been in a Houston hospital since last Friday with a recurrence of a case of pneumonia he had earlier in the year. Bush spokesman Jim McGrath says the 92-year-old former doctors determined that he had a mild case of pneumonia, and he has been treated, and it is resolved. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.